Isn't he a good God? You know, as you go through life and as you experience life more and more, I think you really come to experience and understand how good God really is. And you know, I think far too often people, not just outside of the church, but in the church, try to justify things and try to put reasoning into place. But I think sometimes we just need to stick our focus fully where it belongs and put our trust and put our faith into action fully into what it belongs to be in. And instead of relying on our own goodness, we need to start relying and trusting in God's goodness and in His character and into who He says He is and what He says He has done and will do, because He's already done it. And we know that we have a few people in our congregation that have this need for a healing, and it's been given to them already. And as they journey through that, we pray with them and we agree with them, and we come alongside those that are still walking through their healing. And we're thankful that the healing's been given through the cross. Would you guys pray with me? Father God, we thank you for the healing that you sent to us through Jesus, through his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, through the power that transpired through that act of the cross. Scripture tells us that by his stripes we are healed, and today we know that. And we stand on that, and we stand on that, and we are in agreements with those from our church family, those from our family that are believers, that we're standing on that with them. Father, this morning we stand on your healing, and your wholeness that you brought for Mel, God. Father, we pray that as his body continues to heal, Father, that he will know that he is whole and healed, and that you got us. And Father, we pray for Christine, that she's been joining us the past few weeks again, God, and we just thank you for her, Father. We pray that your hand would just be upon her, for her body's wholeness, God, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the blessing that Christine is to each and every one of us. And Father, for those that are unmentioned this morning, Father, those that are from our congregation that I don't know aren't well today, God, today we stand with them. And we ask for your wholeness to be upon each one of them, and that they would know that you are the healer and that you have healed, and that they will walk in that healing, they will stand in that healing, and they will look to you for that healing. So God, we thank you for them. We pray that your hand would be upon them. We pray for those that are away today, God, on holidays or on a trip away or wherever they might be, Father. We pray that your hand would be upon them. Encourage them, God. Give them rest. Give them an encouragement, God. Father, bless them. Bless each person here today. Encourage us today. God, I pray that we'll be an encouragement to each other today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You guys can have a seat. Well, we're still in our series of increasing, succeeding, where's your gift, reaching out, whatever one you want to call it. It could really be all of those. And As we've walked through this series, through our summer series, we started to talk about giving, increasing, succeeding, and prospering, and we talked about how the church, according to the New Testament, this New Covenant church, is to equip the saints for the work of your ministry. We want you guys to be activated in your ministry. We want you to be stepping it out. We want you to be walking in your ministry and your gifts. And we talked about how every one of us is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and how we need people who are ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, people who are influential in the body of Christ, who are influential and are willing to advance the kingdom and move the kingdom forward. We need people influential in areas of business. We need people who are new covenant believers, influential and activated in the medical profession. We need them activated in politics, in education, in art, in movies. We need people in places of influence all around the world. And we need people who can move the kingdom forward and who are not afraid and who are bold and willing to stand up and speak out and step out. That's what we need, do we not? We need gifted Christian leaders. We need people within the church who are willing to occupy until Jesus comes back. We need people who are taking up ground for the kingdom and walking in the blessings that are already given to us, that are already ours, right? We need to be moving forward. We can't just be sitting back as the church. So we're talking about reaching out, and the best way as a church for us to reach out is to know our gifts, use our gifts, and advance the kingdom. I want us to be a group that is advancing the kingdom. If we're not advancing the kingdom, then this might sound like the wrong thing to say as a church, but what the heck are we doing here if we're not willing to advance the kingdom? If we're not here to grow and advance the kingdom, then what the heck are we doing here? We might as well go hang out at the golf course, and swing our golf clubs, right? We might as well go hang out at the hockey rink and drink some coffee and eat some greasy French fries or a delicious burger, because we know rinks have the best burgers, but we might as well do that. And I don't believe that as the church, that's what we're called to do. I believe as the church, we're to be activated and getting out there and doing something. We're to be activated in here and building each other up and encouraging each other so we can do something. We are the church of Jesus Christ, and we are to be activated, motivated, and active. So we've been talking each week about our gifts, and we've been talking about one or two, sometimes three gifts. We talked about prophets, apostles, pastors, teachers, and evangelists, and this thing called the fivefold ministry. We talked about leadership and administration. We talked about words of wisdom and knowledge. We talked about gifts of healings. We've talked about miracles and faith. We talked about gifts of giving, mercy, and helps. We talked about service and hospitality and craftsmanship. We talked about discernment and exhortation. This might be the last week. I don't know. You might get one more. We'll see what happens, okay? There's no guarantees what you get next. That's right. And you know what? I don't know the topic of next week's sermon yet, but I was going in a different direction, and I feel I have one more in this topic before we move on. So be forewarned. But we're just going to read a couple verses, and then we're just going to talk about this gift of interpretation of tongues and the gift of tongues. So Acts 2, 1-12 says, "When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat on each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, 'Look, are not all of these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes, Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and all parts of Libya joining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues and wonderful works of God. So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean? And then we're going to jump to 1 Corinthians 12, 1-11. And it says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus accursed. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but the same God who works in them all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one of the prophet of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. And then one last verse, or I guess two last verses. It's Acts 10, 44-46, and says, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out in the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. So the gift of tongues. See, the gift of tongues is a lot different is different than when we say we are baptized of the Holy Spirit, when we say we can speak in tongues as part of what we believe is the act of Pentecost, when we can pray in our heavenly languages we've spoken about in the past when we talked about Holy Spirit. See, this gift is the divine ability to speak in either an unknown language to you, but known to others, tongues of men. We see this at Pentecost when the disciples speak in many languages that they did not know. And the Bible also, as I said a moment ago, speaks of this heavenly or unknown language which is unknown to man. That's our spiritual tongue. That is our heavenly tongue that we speak as believers, as Pentecostals. I'll use air quotes around that, but that's what we believe, is that we have this ability, this God-given ability to speak in this heavenly language, which is for our spirit to speak to God, to the Holy Spirit. The gift of tongues, when shared publicly, however, should always be accompanied by an interpretation when it's an unknown language, and in particular when it's an unknown heavenly language. See, when we pray traditionally here in the church, and I've been asked by a few people, well, Pastor, do you not speak in tongues? And I do, but I'm very cognizant of it. Oftentimes when I'm praying in tongues and speaking in tongues, I will turn off my microphone. Because unless I feel it's a word for the body, I'll turn off my microphone and I'll be praying in tongues with myself, for my edification, for my communication and my heavenly language, if you know what I mean. Does that make sense? And there are times where I may feel that there's a word for the body, and I will pray in tongues with the microphone and wait for an interpretation, or if I feel that there's an interpretation. See, a public message of tongues shared without interpretation does not bring the benefit it is intended to have. And there's times when we pray and we're just praying, and we can still pray in tongues with a microphone. That's fine. But it's a different intention, okay? If you have this this gift of tongues and this format as a purpose for edifying the body and not just your heavenly language. Remember, this is a miraculous gift directed by God. And be bold and step out and use this as God leads. Remember, God can work both through speaking a known language just as effective or actually more effectively than if it's in a language that you have never heard before. Every person that has this gift has a unique opportunity to share something that not everybody can share. And we need to work closely with those with the gift of interpretation, which we're going to speak about in a moment. Now, if you have this gift, there's some things you should steer away from. Firstly, don't share this gift in a self-serving manner. Don't share your gift in a self-serving manner because it is so easy for any of these gifts to puff out our chest and say, look what I have. Look at what God's entrusted in me, right? But we're to work together and utilize it as an opportunity to share God's goodness. Steer away from not neglecting to seek out an interpretation. Don't speak in tongues when there is no interpreter. And that, like, once again, I'm very clear on this. And this is why I'm trying to build this clarification on what I mean when I'm saying the gift of tongues. Because when we're praying and we're praying in tongues and other people hear us, that's fine. But when we are trying raise our voice, share our voice with this gift of tongues for the encouragement of the body, we need an interpreter. Don't share your gift in a time or way that does not align with the leadership covering. So don't share your gift just willy-nilly, I guess is the best way to say it. Don't just jump in when we're talking about something and because you feel it's the time to have your voice heard. But let's work together is the process, because our God is a God of order. And if we're just having random vocalization without alignment of the body, it can cause confusion and disorder. Now, the next one we're going to talk about, and the last one we're going to talk about today, is the interpretation of tongues. See, the gift of interpretation of tongues is an anointed ability to understand and interpret a message spoken in a heavenly language or another earthly language by someone else that does not traditionally speak that language, or that obviously they're not from heaven. They're from earth, and they're understanding a heavenly language. And they're to speak an interpretation to provide encouragement and share a message from the Lord with others. And when I read that or when I say that, I don't know if you've ever watched, maybe you have, maybe you haven't, the VeggieTales Jonah. Do you remember Jonah? Everybody ever watch Jonah the VeggieTales? And Jonah would always be, a message from the Lord, right? My kids know. A message from the Lord, and that's what this is. It's providing interpretation of the tongue that was spoken for the purpose of glorifying God, that provides a special message from the Lord, which is intended for the body of believers. The gift of tongues is meant to be accompanied by the gift of interpretation each and every time. When the tongue is shared in an unknown language, it must be accompanied by interpretation. The gift of interpretation is meant to edify, encourage, challenge, bring conviction to the people of God to glorify God. That's the purpose. And if this is you, here are some things to lean into. Step out boldly when God gives you an interpretation after you hear a message from the Lord. Allow God to use you to bring clarity to a tongue that is shared publicly. Allow yourself to be vocal and share it. And don't hide and say, well, somebody else will share it. Because you know what? I'm going to tell you something. When somebody has a message from the Lord and shares a message in tongues, and you're like, oh, somebody else will share it. Maybe Gary will share it. If you feel that you are being spoken to with the interpretation and you're wrong, I can guarantee you one thing. God will bring clarity through another interpretation. And secondly, if you don't say anything, God's gonna pour that blessing out on someone else if you're silent. Use your spiritual discernment to know when to share and what to share. God will give you the direction and the wisdom to share what needs to be shared when it needs to be shared. Okay? Be perceptive to when God is leading you to step out. See, this goes back to what I said a few moments ago about God being a God of order. God's not going to have you jump out when I'm in the middle of my message and start yelling at the crowd. Okay? It's not how this works. I've seen it happen, and it's not good for anybody in the body. And remain steeped in Scripture, ensuring that all messages align to God's Word. That all messages align to God's character. Because that's what they're going to do. The message from the Lord always will align to the Word of God or to God's character, to who He is and to what He says He will do or what He has done. He's not going to change 180 degrees. Okay? He's not going to say in his message from the Lord that now the sun sets in the east and rises in the west. That's not His character. He is going to be the same in His message that He sends through an interpretation, to the message that is sent in tongues, to the message that is in His Word, to the message that is said in His character that we read in the Word. And if this is you, stay away from these things. Don't allow your desire to hear an interpretation cause you to give when you did not hear from the Lord on any matter. If someone gives a word in tongues and you are waiting there for an interpretation, don't say, well, nobody said something, so I better say something so we can get the show moving. I got a roast in the oven. That's not how this works. We will wait for the message from the Lord, okay? I'm not going to just run over and hand you a mic and say, here, just say something. Just say anything. That's not how this works. We will wait until whoever the Lord has to speak in that group is going to speak. When you're sharing your interpretation, do not allow yourself to become lacking in compassion. The Lord will give you a word. And it needs to be shared in love. And in compassion, and with heart, because that's what aligns to His Word. And last but not least on this one, don't add your spin or your perspective or what you want to see happen to that interpretation. You don't have somebody coming up and saying, giving a word in tongues, and it's been 45 seconds, okay, I better say something. Church, God wants us to only sing hymns now, and this is how it's got to be, because you just want hymns, and you've been bugging me every Sunday and actually sending me texts and emails every week saying, we need more hymns, we need just hymns, this is not happening, so that's why I felt comfortable using that option, but do you hear what I'm saying? Do not take the opportunity for interpretation to share what you want or your perspective or drive your direction. As a church, we only answer to one person's direction. And it's not the pastor. It's divine direction, right? That's what we want as a church. We want divine direction. That is, we will walk in that divine direction and we will advance the kingdom because we are partnered with God in our divine direction. We will work together to see that divine direction and not Gary's direction or Dave's direction or Billy Bob's direction or anybody's direction. So if you think that by giving an interpretation and trying to set your direction on it, you're really not doing anything for yourself, because we will seek the kingdom of God and we will seek what he has for direction for us. And I'm not saying any of that is happening now, folks, so don't take it that way, okay? But it just, these are things to avoid if this is your gift, because guess what? I don't know if you've ever watched like Question Period or whatever in Parliament House, right? And you know how they have them asking questions in French? They could tell me whatever the heck they want, and I couldn't know what they're talking about. And if that's not your gift of interpretation, they could tell you whatever they want and give you their direction, but our discernment comes into play there. It's a little different. But do you know what I'm saying? So that's why we need to be cognizant of actually seeking the Holy Spirit and listening for that voice if that is your gifting. I'm going to invite you guys to stand, and we're going to, actually, don't stand yet. We're going to invite the music team up. So, we're going to pray in a moment here. But what I want to invite you to do is over there on that table by the mailboxes, is we've got a whole bunch of sheets. And we've done this before. We did this a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And we want you guys to partner with us to use your gifts, okay? We have a lot of ministries there, a lot of things we do in our community, a lot of things we do for each other. And there's, if you see something there that, hey, I feel like this is what something I could be helping with, flip over one of the papers, write it in the back, and just write your name and number, maybe what you think it should, your gifting is, or what you want to do, what you feel led to do. And when I go through the papers, I'll look on both sides. So don't worry, it doesn't have to be one particular paper. But just put your name, put your phone number, your email, so I can send you some information. We have everything from like Sunday school. We have our single moms. We have our Parent and Top Play Cafe. Seth thinks he can help with Parent and Top Play Cafe just so he can miss school. I've already told him no. But we have, you know, and I'll say this about like our Parent and Top Play Cafe. If you haven't had a chance to come and just be a part of our Parent and Top Play Cafe, I would strongly encourage you to do so. This is one of the ministries actually in our community that I get messages on Facebook about every week, like 3 or 4 messages from different people. We started the first one with, I think, it was pretty quiet. It was like 5 people, Alau. And we ended just before we got told we couldn't do it anymore with like 55 people. We had parents and grandparents and kids, and we got an opportunity to play VeggieTales for them and talk to the moms, talk to the dads, talk to the grandparents. We had dads showing up and saying, I had to come check this place out for myself because my wife's been raving about this church. I didn't know churches did this. And it's a great opportunity just to share the love of Jesus with people. And it was a lot of fun. Plus, I get to sling coffee, so it's great. I get to live with my lifelong dream of being is it a barista for a guy too? I got to live my lifelong dream of being a barista. It was getting the coffee machine or going to work at Starbucks. So fortunately, we decided on the coffee machine. But it's a good opportunity, and I encourage you guys to sign up, okay? And if there's something you feel led to beyond what we have there, I encourage you, like I say, write it down, come talk to me. Email me whatever you feel comfortable with. If you're watching online and you want to be part of it, just message me at the church. We'd love to have you guys be a part of working in our community, doing stuff within our church, and just loving each other and loving our community. It's been far too long since we've done that. It's been far too long since we've been able to reach out and do stuff, and I'm excited to get back to it. I'm excited to get back to doing the business that we're called to do as the church. I'm excited for us to start walking in our gifts and using our gifts again. And I pray that you are too. Now you can stand. God, we thank you, Father, for each person that is represented here today. Father, we thank you for the gifts that you have poured out lavishly on top of us. Father, thank you for the gifts that you and the passions that you've put inside of us, that you've stirred inside of us. Father, as we are moving in our gifts, as we're activating our gifts, God, Father, I pray that we would become more effective as the body of Christ here within Rosetown Community Church, that we would be effective and not just be a social club for believers, but we would be a mission house to send people out and to do work here. God, I pray that as we walk in your gifts, Father, that you've given us, that we would become impassioned for people, that we would be impassioned for you, that we would be impassioned for sharing the gospel, that we would know where you're calling us to, that we would discern and walk forward, that we would spend time in your word getting to know you so that we can be more effective in our gifts each day. God, that we would be bold as we walk through our gifts and we step them through. Father, I pray that today, even as different as today's message was from the previous ones we've done, Father, I pray that we would have clear vision of what this gift, what this moving in the Holy Spirit is, what this gift of speaking in tongues, of sharing a message in tongues, that is, and this gift of interpretation. God, I pray that we would be a church that is on fire for you. That we would be a church that is passionate about you and about the lost. God, I pray that, you know, as we leave today, God, that we would be stirred. That we would be stirred for this community and we would be stirred for this church and these people in it. That we would step out in our ministries. And that we would just be on fire for you. We would be a people on fire, ready to do your work. That we would be a people who are on fire and just passionate about the Holy Spirit. That we would be a people on fire. That we would be a people that would be are filled with so much joy and just passion for your goodness and your love. That we would be so passionate about the call that you put on our life. That we would be passionate about the call that you put on for us as a church. That we would be passionate for you. God, I pray that we would step in each day and be ready to do your work. And that we would advance the kingdom until your son Jesus comes back. That we would advance the kingdom, we would take up ground. That we would take up ground aggressively, not passively, not wait for it to come for us, God, but that we would get aggressive as we take ground for you. That we wouldn't be lazy Christians, but we would be excited, joyful, passionate, focused believers. And that we would advance aggressively until you come back. So God, for this we thank you. Praise you and thank you for the blessings of each and every individual that is here with us today. God, I thank you that even in these different sermon series, Father, that you're stirring us up. You're shaking us up, actually. You're shaking up the passion. You're shaking us up, and we're getting fired up for you. Let us be a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless. Have a great day.